Hal Cohen is a founding member of Beacon-based Clearwater, an environmental organization of which Pete Seeger is also a founding member.
I think everybody would acknowledge she enabled Pete to be Pete.
Cohen says she was a role model for him and helped with such challenges like founding Clearwater.
Toshi showed us essentially how to live. And that may be a very big statement, but it's actually what she did.
One of these examples, says Cohen, came during Clearwater's Great Hudson River Revival Festival. Seeger is credited with taking the concert concept and turning it into a cause.
Here is the wife of Pete Seeger, who formed our litter picker group within the festival. So in addition to booking music and planning and all that stuff, Toshi said, when we leave a place, it should be cleaner than when we got there. And she got a lot of people, the kids, my own kid, probably as about a five-year-old, was a litter picker. And we did that, and that has come to be the zero waste effort that you see at Clearwater right now.
Folk musician Happy Traum also remembers Seeger for her role at the Clearwater Festival and for picking up litter and urging others to do the same. In general, he says she was the power behind the scenes.
There was absolutely no artifice or airs about Toshi. She told you like she thought it. She told you what she knew, and it was just cut and dried that way. On the other hand, underneath a slightly crusty exterior was the warmest, nicest, smartest person who cared deeply about what was going on. Of course, she was always at Pete's side for years and years and looked after him. But aside from that role, she had such a strong role of her own that was out of the spotlight. She had no use for celebrity or for the trappings of fame.
Clearwater's Hal Cohen shares another memory about Seeger in relation to the annual Great Hudson River Revival Festival.
We're figuring out about people with disabilities. All right, that was heating up at the time. And Toshi said, all right, we're going to have signers on every stage. And in the committee meeting, people would say, well, wait a minute, are people with hearing impairments actually coming to music festivals? And Toshi says, it's more than a music festival. And yes, if you make the thing accessible, people will come and have a good time. And you can't, by your own narrowness, exclude a segment of the population.
Banjo icon Eric Weisberg says Pete Seeger needed the influence of such a strong woman and that Toshi Seeger was and will continue to be Pete's protector, reining him in from doing too much.
She can protect him from people wanting his time to do something for them and whatever. And I think that has been her biggest strength and a necessary one because, like I say, Pete wants to do everything for everybody,
He says his connection is really with Pete Seeger, as he took banjo lessons from him as a young boy and purchased a house in Woodstock in the 1970s, not knowing Pete Seeger had previously lived there. The connection in his family with Toshi Seeger is through his mother. He says his first memory of the Seegers was in Camp Woodland in Ulster County's Phoenicia in the 1940s.
But at one point, one summer, to help defray the cost of my going to camp then, my mom took a job in the office doing clerical work and whatever, typing and stuff like that. And also working in the office was Toshi for that whole summer. And so they became very, very, really, really good friends.
That friendship, says Weisberg, continued, even after decades of not seeing one another. He says the two reunited when he moved to Woodstock, and decades later, at a Pete Seeger concert in Woodstock.
When they saw each other, and I knew it would be like this, it was just absolutely fantastic. I'm grinning right now from ear to ear, remembering it.
Traum, a Woodstock resident, talks about another Toshi Seeger friendship.
She loved my wife Jane. She used to come, and when they did visit on the few occasions they came to our house, she loved the garden. She loved talking about things. She got right into conversations. Jane and she could chat for long periods of time, and always about nothing, never about small talk or trivia. She got right into the heart of whatever she was thinking about. And it could have been just about gardens. It could have been about food. But she just had a special way about her, and we're just terribly, terribly sad to have lost her, although it was not completely unexpected at this point, because we know how ill she's been. But she was just a very special, wonderful person, and we cherished knowing her.
Here's Pete Seeger in an interview with WAMC's Alan Shartok.
She was only 21. She said yes when I said, "Will you marry me?" I was in the Army at the time, and her family thought, "You don't know if he's going to ever come back. You'll be saddled with a baby." I wanted to have children right away. Well, that's what I'm most proud of, that she's stuck with me. Well, there's been times that she's been ready to kill me, because I have done some awful stupid things.
And here he is singing about Toshi Seeger in a song once sung to her by their grandchildren on one of her birthdays. She was known as a very good cook.
She can make a soup with a little of this and that. She can feed the whole sloop group with a little of this and that. Stone soup, you know the story.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.